We do now Perek Chi, the ninth chapter of Hilchos Tefillah. It's Daf Chav Beis in most standard Rambams. Lach Aleph. Seder Tefillas Tzibur Kachu. This is the order of the prayer of the congregation. Shachar in the morning, Kol Am Yoshvim, all of the people sit. Shach Tzibur Yor Lepnei Teva, the reader goes in front of the ark. V'yom Adem Tzom, and he stands in the middle of the people. Maskeli begins, V'yom HaKaddish. He starts off with the Kaddish. Chalam Onim, and all of the people respond to the Kaddish, Amen Yehesh Mirabim Mavarech. They answer, Amen, it is so. May the great name be blessed. L'olam lo me'al maya, forever and ever. B'chol Kochim, with all of their strength. V'onin Amen, b'sof Kaddish. They also answer Amen at the end of the Kaddish. V'chakacham, afterwards he said, Baruch Hu Hashem Mavarech. Blessed is Hashem who is blessed. V'monim, they respond, Baruch Hashem Mavarech l'olam voyah. Blessed is the blessed God, forever and ever. Then he begins and reads the blessings of the Shema out loud, b'kol ram. They answer amen after each blessing. Someone who knows how to read and bless and read should do so together with the Shliach Tzibur until the blessing of Gal Yisrael. At that point, everyone stands up, miyad, and they pray silently. Someone who doesn't know how to pray should stand quietly while the leader of the service is praying silently with the rest of the people. Whoever finishes his prayer with the congregation, if he should step three steps backwards, and he should stay in that place that he reached when he took the three steps back. He should remain standing there. Gimel. Once the Shliach Tzibur takes the three steps back and stands, he begins and he prays out loud from the beginning of the blessings to fulfill the obligation on behalf of one who has not prayed. Everyone stands and listens and answers Amen after each and every blessing. Both those who have not fulfilled their obligation, as well as those who have fulfilled their obligation. Dalit. V'yom kedusha v'bracha shlishis. He says the kedusha and the third blessing. V'kivish yegei shliach tzibur kedusha. Once the reader reaches the kedusha, yish v'shus l'cholechad v'echad lachsev v'mokum shamad bal b'tfila. Everyone has permission to go back to the place that he was standing during prayer. Then he walks back the three steps. Yegei shliach tzibur l'modim. Once the shliach tzibur reaches the prayer of Modim, the Korean, he bows. Kolam shochem miat, everyone bows a little bit. They shouldn't bow too deeply. It would be considered arrogant to do so. And they say this prayer. Modim anachnu lach, we thank you, Hashem alakinu b'kei kol basar, Hashem our God, God of all flesh. Yotzreinu, who formed us, Yotzebracious, who formed the creation. Brachas adosu shimcha gal v'kodosh, blessings, acknowledgments to your great and holy name. Al Shehechi Yisanu v'kiyam tanu, for keeping us alive and sustaining us. Kin chayenu schanenu, so may you give us life and grace. V'tesov glu yisenu l'chazes kochecha, and gather our exiles into your holy courtyard. Lishma chukecha, to keep your statutes. V'lavducha be'emes, and to serve you in truth. V'lasos v'tzonecha b'lev v'sholam, and to do your will with the whole heart. Al shanam adam lach, for upon this we acknowledge you. Whoever repeats the word modem twice, we silence him because it appears that he's acknowledging two authorities. When he finishes the entire prayer, he should sit down and fall on his face. He, that is the reader and the whole congregation, should sort of turn aside a bit. And offer supplicatory prayers. He has fallen on his face. Then he should sit up and pick up his head. The reader and the rest of the people. He should continue to supplicate a little bit out loud while sitting. Then the reader himself should stand. He says Kaddish the second time. And they respond. Just as they answer the first time. Then he says Vurachum. The pasuk Vurachum. That's Ashrei. He stands, the congregation can remain seated, and reads with him. Then he starts the prayer Uvalatzion, Vanizos Fakula with the sentence Vanizos, Bata Kodosh, the sentence you are holy, Korazel Zeviamar, and they called one to another and said, Kodosh, that's the sanctification of God, quoting that Pasuk. The Gomak Dusha, and he completes the sentence of sanctification. Veimon, and the congregation answers, Kodosh Kodosh Shalosh Pa'amin, the Kedusha, the three times Kodosh Kodosh Kodosh. Targum. And then afterwards he reads the Aramaic translation of the Kedusha. The Omri says, V'taseini ruach v'chulu, the Spirit picked me up, etc. Which is the second part of the Kedusha. The Kara also Targum. Then he reads the Aramaic version. The Omri, then he says, the third pasuk, Hashem yimlach l'alam v'ayab me, Hashem reigns forever. The Kareu Targum. And he also reads it in Aramaic translation, Kedil Avidom, so that the people should understand. Vav. These sentences, before and after the Kedusha, as well as the translation into Aramaic, is referred to as the order of Kedusha. Then afterwards, he continues to supplicate with words of supplications and verses of compassion. Then he says the Kaddish, the full Kaddish. Everyone answers as is the way. And then they go home. That's the end of the service. If someone in his supplicatory prayer says, Misharicham al kain tzipor, he who has had compassion on the nest of the bird, Shalikachem al abam, that we shouldn't take the mother and the children, O Shalalishchat oso vesbeno, biomechat, or not to slaughter the mother and the offspring on one day, Yirachem aleinu, may have compassion on us. Ukiyot zbinyan zeh, or other similar things, Meshatkin also, we silence him. These laws are decrees of God, and they're not compassion. If they were just for compassion, we wouldn't be allowed to slaughter altogether. So he's giving a false interpretation of this mitzvah. Another thing you should be careful in your supplicatory prayers, not to give many descriptive words about God. Yomar, and say, Hakel Gadol, the great God, Agibor, the mighty one, Vanar, the awesome one, Vachazak, the strong one, Vahamitz. It's another synonym for strong, for Izos and powerful. You shouldn't do all of that. You can never reach the end of all of his praises anyway. So wherever you end, it's inadequate. He used the same phrases that Moshe used. That's why we say in Shemoneh Esrei, Hakel Gadol, Agibor, Vanar, because those are found in the Torah. But you shouldn't do more than that. At Mincha, the reader says Ashrei and Tilal David. Korei Hu Ba'al Miyushav. He reads, and as well as the people sitting. Then the reader rises Vama Kaddish and he says Kaddish. V'mom Demachrov. They stand up afterwards. V'onin Kedarkam, and the answer as is the way. V'spalalim Kulam Balachash. They all pray the Shemoneh Esrei quietly. Then the reader returns and reads in a loud voice, just as he did in the morning service, until he finishes the entire prayer. Then they fall upon their faces, and they supplicate, and then he the reader and the congregation pick up their head from falling on the face, and he continues to supplicate a bit while sitting, just as he did in the morning. Then he gets up, Yom Kaddish, he says the Kaddish. Cholam onim kedarkam, all of the people answer as is the way. Then they go off to do what they have to do. Halacha tes, erev in the evening, cholam yoshvim, everyone sits. Vuhu omeid, and the reader stands, Yom, and it says, Vurachem, the seventh Vurachem. Baruch Hu Hashem Mavarach, bless Hashem who is blessed. Imonim, they respond, Baruch Hashem Mavarach, Lolam Vor, may Hashem who is blessed be blessed forever. Maschalifers al Shema, he starts reading the blessings of the Shema out loud. The Yomer Kaddish, and then afterwards he says the Kaddish. Then everyone stands up and prays silently. Ukishemashlimim Omer Kaddish, afterwards when they finish praying, he says the Kaddish, and they go. He does not have to repeat the prayer out loud in the evening service. Since the evening service is not obligatory, therefore he need not say the blessings, because there would be blessings in vain. Because no one is obligated to pray, so that it should be necessary for him to cause him to fulfill his obligation. There is no obligation here, and it would be superfluous and unnecessary to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Yud, B'leil Shabbosos on Friday night, Chozer Shnei Tzibur Achash Mispal B'Lavash Matzibur Mispal B'Koram. The reader does repeat out loud and after finishing with the congregation silently. Avleinu Mispal Shavi. He doesn't say all seven blessings. Elbrach Atz Main Shavu. One blessing that's like a summary of the seven. This is what he says. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokeinu L'Kei Avram L'Kei Yitzchak V'L'Kei Yaakov. We bless Hashem, our God, the God of our fathers, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The great and mighty God who created with compassion heaven and earth. He is the shield of the fathers with his word. He brings the dead to life with his word. Hakel HaKadosh, the holy God, Shein Kamo, there is none like him. He gives rest to his people on his holy Shabbos. Because he desired them and to give them this rest. We should serve him with fear and awe. And acknowledge his name each and every day. May Abrachos, the source of blessings, Kelados, the God of praise of acknowledgement, Adon Shalom, the master of peace, Mekadosh Shabbos, and Mevarach Shvi, who sanctifies the Shabbos, who blesses the seventh day, Umaneach B'Kdush Lamadushni Oneg, and he gives rest and holiness to the people filled with delight, Zech L'Masa Breishis, the commemoration for the creation. Hashem, our God, and God of our fathers, accept our rest, etc. Baruch Atah Hashem, and he ends it. Blessed is Hashem, Mekadosh HaShabbos, who sanctifies the Shabbos. You're Mekadosh, then he says the Kaddish. And all the people go. Why did the sages institute this? Most people come to pray the evening prayer on the Friday nights. And there'll be somebody who came late. So he didn't finish his Shemoneh Esrei prayer. He'll be left alone in the synagogue. He may become in a situation of danger by being left alone. Before the reader prays again, so that everyone should wait until the latecomer is finished, and then he can go home with them. If it's a Yom Tov or Yom Kippur or Rosh Chodesh that falls on a Friday night, the reader does not mention at Ma'ariv this blessing, that day, Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, in the blessing. He only ends with the words Mekadosh HaShabbos. The day itself is not obligated in this blessing. Yud Gimel. On Shabbos or Yom Tov, when the reader finishes saying the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, Omer Kaddish, he says the Kaddish. Achkach Tehillah LeDavid, and then Tehillah LeDavid. Yomer Kaddish, and then he says the Kaddish again. Mespalah Musaf B'Lachash, you pray the Musaf quietly. Achkach Mespalah Musaf B'Kol Ram, Kedach Shosaf B'Shachmas. Then he prays Musaf out loud, like he did for the morning prayer. Yomer Kaddish Achat Tehillah Musaf, he says the Kaddish after the Musaf. V'Amitam, and then the people go home. V'Namun Kedushim Tachnunim Achat Tehillah Shachmas, Kishar Yomim. You do not say Kedusha, that is Uval Tzion, what we call, and the supplicatory prayers, after the morning prayer, like on other days. We say that, Uval Tzion, before Mincha. Ketzad, how so? Korei Tehillah LeDavid, he reads Ashrei for Mincha. He says the Kedusha, that's the Uval Tzion, and the supplicatory prayers that are at the end of Uval Tzion. Yom HaKadosh, then he says Kaddish. Mispal LeMincha, they pray the Mincha prayer. Then he repeats the Mincha prayer out loud. And he says Kaddish. Yudalid. You do say the Seder Kedusha, that is the Uval Tzion prayer before Musaf. On Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, you say the Uval Tzion after the Ma'ariv service from Kaddish, and then you say the Kaddish. And then you say the prayer of Abdullah.